Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Martin Luther writes, "Thank God, today a 7-year-old child knows what the church is, namely, the holy believers and lambs who hear the voice of their shepherd." Our text today comes from St. Paul's letter to the Church of God in Corinth, where holy believers and lambs hear the voice of their shepherd. To these Corinthian Christians, St. Paul writes, "To the Church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." It's interesting that about that same time, Paul writes another letter to the Christians in Rome. He writes, "How will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent or called? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news." St. Paul concludes, "So faith, saving faith, comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." Thank God. Today, a 7-year-old child knows what the church is, namely, the holy believers and lambs who hear the voice of their shepherd. Really? Is that really what the church is all about? Is it really about Jesus sanctifying us and making us holy? Is the church really all about making saints out of sinners? Is the church really all about Jesus who calls us into his kingdom together? Is the church really about Jesus who graciously gives us what we do not deserve? Grace, the forgiveness of sin. Is it really all about Jesus who works peace and reconciliation between enemies of God and God? Is it all about Jesus through who he is and what he has done on the cross and the open tomb? Is the church really all about Jesus, who gives eternal life? Therefore, we are not lacking in any gift. Is the church really all about Jesus, who keeps us in the faith guiltless until he returns? Is the church really all about Jesus? Is that what the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is all about? Jesus? Is that what this building is all about? Or our congregations or schools or districts or seminaries or universities or missionaries or youth ministry or life ministry? Is that really what it's all about, Jesus? Yes. That's what it's all about. St. Paul wrote to the young pastor Timothy, God desires all people to be saved. Jesus said kind of the same thing to Nicodemus, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Luther taught it this way, the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. He does that through the preached word, the Holy Spirit does. This the Holy Spirit does through the preaching of the word with the voice of our pastor. Planted into our ear that voice, that word that gives birth to our faith, our saving faith. Preaching Christ crucified for the sake of our salvation certainly takes place at the pulpit, at church, and in the pastor's proclamation and instruction of the word. But it also takes place in the hospital room, where the pastor tells you about Jesus, who took on your infirmities upon himself, and that your body will have everlasting healing on the last day. Preaching takes place around the kitchen table with the husband and wife whose marriage is falling apart. And the pastor tells them about the bridegroom who loved his bride so much that he gave his life for her to make her holy. Preaching takes place in the pastor's study with the unwed pregnant teenager who is filled with shame. And the pastor tells her that God forgives her and removes her sin as far as the east is from the west. And he walks with her and her parents and her congregation. Preaching takes place in the youth room, in the classroom, in the quilting room, in the coffee shop, at the Senex station, at the basketball game. Wherever the pastor is telling about Jesus for the sins and salvation of God's people. That's what the Holy Christian Church is all about. Namely, the holy believers and lambs who hear the voice of their shepherd preaching Jesus Christ for life and salvation. The acronym PALS stands for Post-Seminary Applied Learning and Support, begun in 1998 by our district presidents and the Board of Higher Education at that time. The purpose of PALS is to help our brand new pastors and his wife and family transition from seminary through the first 3 years of his call. These brand new pastors have never been pastors before. They are moving from a community of friends and families to a place they do not know, and they often feel isolated and lonely. They are moving from a community of professors who have their back to now everything is on their shoulders. They are moving from having a world-class, excellent seminary education to now applying those things that go beyond their field education or vicarage. They need to grow in wisdom and knowledge from experience and the word, of course. They are moving into a new phase of life, trying to figure out boundaries, new vocations, new schools, shepherding an entire congregation who has many expectations of him, and he has never met him before. Pals, in partnership with the district president, secures a seasoned pastor and his wife to be Pals facilitators and mentors. The seasoned pastor for the pastors, the seasoned pastor's wife for the wives. For 3 years, they meet to study a topic, usually a pastoral topic for the pastors, of course, spend time about practical situations in the parish. They worship together, and they form a strong bond of friendship through fellowship and meals and conversation. Several pastors, Pals pastors, have told us Pals has saved their ministry. Several Pals wives have told us Pals has saved their marriage. Several Pals pastors and wives have told us they wish Pals were not 3 years, but 5. Several Pals pastors have taken advantage of Pals doxology grants to help them refresh and regroup and re-engage in ministry, because it ain't easy. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod invests greatly into our pastors. From infancy to childhood to college to seminary, from home pastor to parents to youth leader to school teacher to professors to donors who help them with their education. Because the preaching of the word is necessary for saving faith and the salvation of God's people, we continue to invest in our pastors and care for them and encourage them and support them and facilitate them and mentor them. That's why we have called a full-time worker specifically focused on Pals, Reverend Jonathan Maynor. Jonathan went through Pals as a Pals pastor, one of those young guys. And Jonathan and Tiffany were just recently Pals facilitators in the New England district for the last several years. As we pray for one another, especially in this building and certainly in this church body, I would ask that you pray for Pastor Maynor as he cares for Pals and our pastors and facilitators, thus congregation. Pray for our pastors, all of us, for all of them, that God continue to equip them, feed them, grow them, so that 7-year-old children and everyone of all ages, holy believers and lambs, may hear.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.